The plan now on its way to the state legislature would cover ads that currently escape regulation because they don't explicitly use words like vote for or vote against. It gained traction among the former judges who sit on the Government Accountability Board after interest groups spent millions on the past two Supreme Court races. In the last contest, they vastly outspent the candidates, Justice Michael Gableman and former Justice Louis Butler. Interest groups have not been players in the current Supreme Court race between Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson, who's widely favored to defeat Judge Randy Koshnick. At a public hearing before the board, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe said that's noteworthy because Koshnick shares a similar background and judicial philosophy with Justice Gableman.
Yet he appears to stand no chance. So what's the difference there? The only thing I can see is that Justice Gableman had three interest groups and $2.7 million worth of their money on his side, and Judge Koshnick doesn't appear to have that.
But the attorney who will very likely sue the board once this rule's on the books said the bottom line is that it's an unconstitutional restriction on speech. Mike Wittenweiler says that point was driven home on a recent trip to Washington, where he got a chance to chat with others who work on First Amendment law.
Even among the people who support Mr. McCabe's position, they were all astonished by the text of your rule, astonished that you would go to this length to regulate speech, because quite frankly, no one in this country is going to do what you guys are about to do in moving this rule forward.
Now that the plan's in the legislature's hand, lawmakers have the option of making changes, rejecting it, or sending it back to the board as is. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.